Thursday, April 9th, Music Theory Unit, Triads, Lesson 4, Review Major and Minor Triads, Augmented and Diminished Triads. Introduction to Lesson 4, Review of Major and Minor Triads. Yesterday we observed that, much like intervals, triads can change their quality. When we have a root note with a major third and a perfect fifth above it, we call this a major triad. And when we have a root note with a minor third and a perfect fifth above it, we call this a minor triad. Name the following triads by their root note and quality. Remember the structural differences between major and minor triads. As we have observed, when we build close root position triads, either major or minor, the outside interval is always a perfect fifth, which spans 7 half steps. This means that in order to span the 7 half steps, we must combine a major third, which is 4 half steps, and a minor third, which is 3 half steps, in order to complete the perfect fifth. The order in which these thirds appear determines then the quality of the chord. If we start with the major third above the root, we get a major triad, and vice versa. If we can think of triads in this way, that is, in the sequential stacking of thirds, are we limited to stacking in the ways that we have seen? If not, what are some other possibilities? What might change about the structure or stability of the chord? Augmented and diminished triads. If we think of triads as combinations of thirds, where the order of the thirds, either major or minor, determines the quality, we could alternately combine two thirds of the same quality, e.g. a minor third plus a minor third, or a major third plus a major third. However, this too will change something about the structure of the triad. Let's look first at what happens when we stack two minor thirds together. For our purposes, we will use C as our root. First, we write the root C, then we move up a minor third to E flat. Finally, we stack another minor third above E flat, which is G flat. Notice then that when we stack two minor thirds, which are 3 half steps each, our fifth spans a distance of 6 half steps, where before in major and minor triads it was 7 half steps. In this case, we have a triad which lacks the stability of a perfect fifth because 6 half steps are 1 half step less than perfect. We've seen this before in our discussion of intervals. We call this interval a diminished fifth, and consequently, we will also call this triad by the same quality. This then is a C diminished triad. Alternately, we could stack two major thirds. Let's retain C as our root note. First, we write the root note C, then we move up a major third to E. Finally, we stack another major third above E, which is G sharp. Notice that when we stack major thirds, our fifth is now 8 half steps, which is one more than our perfect fifth, 7 half steps. Because this fifth is 1 half step bigger than perfect, we call it augmented, and we will also call this triad by the same quality, C augmented triad.